Hey, this is Priority Dictation 2. This is on Fannie, F-A-N-N-I-E, Nash, N-A-S-H. She was born 4/10/53, steam 7/2. This is a 72-year-old obese woman currently in hospice with history of chronic systolic congestive heart failure with comorbidities including hypertensive heart disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, angina, COPD, neuropathy, gouty arthritis, sleep apnea, right-sided heart failure, anxiety, obesity, spinal cord stenosis, lumbar region causing chronic pain. Also has atrial fibrillation, has required hospitalization in the past for fluid overload period. Patient is using her oxygen at all times, using a nebulizer treatment 4 to 6 times a day. She requires a new commode because she would. She even though she's urine incontinent, she would like to use the bedside commode for her bowel movement. Again, requires help with most ADLs. Patient lives with her grandson and granddaughter, who are considered her primary caregivers. Patient has a 2+ bilateral edema, blood pressure 140 over 90, O2 side 93%. On 2 liters, she just used a nebulizer treatment. Her LMAC is 35.5, which changes not so much because of her, which changes both with her weight loss and increases with her weight gain and fluid retention. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Currently, the LMAC is stable. Also put KPSO 40%, PPSO 40%, New York Heart Association Class 3. Patient hypoxemia causes confusion from time to time, according to her granddaughter and her grandson, which puts her at an FAST score of 6E. She requires the help of family member as well as provider services from the state to stay by herself. Patient requires both Zoroxylin and Lasix to control her fluid retention. And she has decreased appetite with 30% each, which she's eating now 30% of her meals. She states because it's just too hot to eat. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.